This one's a pool. So you can see there's a pool here, a septic tank here, another pool.
That's Nisa Sequeira, a spokesperson with Sonoma and Marin Mosquito and Vector Control. She's showing me a map of the October wildfire zone in Sonoma County. On this map, there are hundreds of dots, and each one represents stagnant water left behind in the destruction. Most of these dots are swimming pools.
We also found septic tanks where the lids had burnt off, and there is a specific mosquito that will lay their eggs in septic tanks.
That mosquito is called a Culex pipien, and it's one of the types that can carry West Nile virus. The virus typically doesn't appear until later in the summer, but it has shown up as early as May in the past. West Nile is rare here in the North Bay, but it can be deadly. In 2017, there were 553 human cases statewide. 44 of those were fatal. Symptoms can include nausea, vomiting, fever, and headaches.
There is always that probability that one of those mosquitoes may pick up West Nile virus and be able to transmit to humans.
Which is why the swimming pools are a problem.
Tens of thousands of mosquitoes would actually be produced from that swimming pool. A mosquito egg in just one egg graft can have up to 400 mosquito eggs.
After mosquitoes hatch, they will fly outside of the fire zone into more populated areas. Since October, Sonoma and Marin mosquito and vector control technicians have continually surveyed hundreds of homes in the fire zone on foot. They treat any stagnant water sources with insecticides. So far, they've found just over 900 pools in the fire zone.
We were very surprised at how fast those pools propagated mosquitoes. So within 2 weeks, we had quite a large number of swimming pools that had mosquito larvae in them.
It's impossible to get every single one. Some pools are behind locked gates. Others, they may have missed. Sequeira says that there's no way to tell how this will impact the prevalence of West Nile and other mosquito-borne diseases this summer, but it's important to take all the necessary precautions.
Thankfully, we did have members of the public whose homes unfortunately had burnt down. They called us and said, you know, we had a pool and we don't have a home anymore, but I think there might be mosquitoes in there.
The team does not need property owner's permission to treat pools inside of the fire zone, unless the gate is locked or the property owner has called ahead to decline the chemical treatment. In this case, there are other options, like fish that eat mosquito larvae, commonly known as mosquito fish. Sequeira shows me the pond at their office. There are hundreds of mosquito fish in here, and anyone can stop by and pick up a jar full for free.
Mosquito fish are amazing at controlling mosquitoes. They'll eat up to 500 larvae a day.
But mosquitoes will be around this summer, whether or not they come from your property or your neighbor's. Sequeira says it's best to wear long sleeves and bug spray when you're outside. In the meantime, Sonoma and Marin Mosquito Control will continue to survey and treat all standing water in the area. They'll return to the swimming pools in the fire zone month after month until all the pools are drained or the houses are rebuilt. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.